Welcome back to F1000 brought to you by GatorBets. I'm Chaps, I'm here again with Mike, and we're back to bet $1,000 on this week's Grand Prix in Japan. All right, I'm going to even leave that weird Japan. I don't know what that was.
Japan.
All right, dude, well, we're doing more structure. We're going to keep less cuts, more structure. Let's start with the teams. I mean, I'll say it right off the top, the McLarens look amazing this week.
Yeah, they do. And we kind of, you kind of imagine that they would, given the nature of the circuit, right? High speed, downforce requirements. This is, to me, I think the best comparable that has been most recently on the calendar would have been the British Grand Prix. And they showed extremely well at Silverstone, right? So you've got higher, the hardest
compounds.
That was
their kind of breakout race for this season.
Exactly, right? You've got the hardest compounds being used again, and you've got this like high-speed, flowy track, and we saw McLaren do extremely well. Piastri probably just missing out on a podium because of that circumstance for him. It could have easily been Max and two McLarens on the podium in Silverstone. I kind of see that happening again, like for real this time in Japan. I don't know if like a Lewis Hamilton or somebody's going to be able
already
to
get you're getting
and break
me excited for our you're already getting me excited for our fourth segment, but let's not talk about finishing orders just yet. Okay, Mike, but I do like where your head's at there.
Yeah. So like when I look at the team match bets, I'm thinking the hierarchy is obviously Red Bull, then McLaren, because you're taking the lead car of the team in team match bets is the car that gets you the win. Essentially, you just have to get highest up the order within the match bet you're picking. So when I look at Red Bull v. McLaren, you've got Red Bull at minus 800. There's no value there. When I look at Red Bull versus Ferrari, you've got minus 1200. There's no value for looking at Red Bull in the race match bets, which is like we expected that given Max's dominance over
which
the
I would expect
two.
Because you only find value when Max misses Q3. That's the only
exactly.
time we're going to find value on Red Bull.
Yeah, exactly. So
what
now
I,
we're
what
into
I love about McLaren this week is they were expected to be good. We thought they'd be good. They said they should be good, and they are good. Like I like that continuation of the narrative from Friday FP1 right through qualifying. Instead of them being surprisingly good or surprisingly bad, they're kind of exactly what we expected them to be this weekend, and I love betting on consistency.
I completely agree. And so you've got the fact that both drivers are 2 and 3. So you've got the cars together, which obviously from our angle in terms of betting is always a preference, right? You've got both those cars together. They can work together if needed. To me, the one that stands out immediately is the minus 275 McLaren versus Ferrari. I think that you don't get, it doesn't look like they've got a McLaren v Mercedes on the board because of the gap in
it's interesting.
Grid positions.
Too far away, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I guess so, right? But you get minus 275 for them to beat the Ferraris. I mean, I think the plus 200 odds on the Ferrari, I mean, that's probably inflated because of the recent success that they've had, which is completely, you know, that's fair to them. But realistically, they're not going to be challenging for podium positions in Japan. We know that because of the nature of the circuit. We know that because of the expected degradation. It's going to be really, it looks like really, like, I think I think George said after Friday practice, like he's in a Mercedes too. And he's saying like, this might be a 3-stopper. Because of the new asphalt, I guess it's not gripping up the way that they thought it would.
And it's been super hot all weekend. I think
you get temperature
a little bit.
It did, yeah. So you get the high temperatures because they moved this back on the calendar, and which is good because it was like in monsoon season. Remember last year was insane, right? So yeah, like get it out of the rain.
I stayed up all night for it, and then it was a 3-hour rain delay.
It was insane, right? So it looks like it's beautiful weather there. It looks like, I don't think, last time I checked the forecast, it doesn't look like rain is going to be a factor on Sunday. I don't think so, right?
The thing with rain, I don't want to let rain dictate our strategy here. But
if we're
liking McLaren versus Ferrari, rain is only going to help that matchup for the McLarens.
Yeah. You're right. They have the higher.
You know what else I like about that McLaren versus Ferrari?
What?
We've got Lando Norris, who might be the new Minister of Defense, being a cork, probably playing the team game, helping Piastri just kind of you know, doing the 1-2, holding off the Ferraris, holding off Checo. Maybe Checo gets through, I don't know. But I love that Lando's the second McLaren that can play a little more defense against the Ferraris.
I think he,
which we saw him do last week for the Ferraris.
You know, I think he will. And like you know that Max is going to be so far up the road that Piastri's going to run in clean air, right? He's not necessarily going to be. I don't think that they will even acknowledge that there's a chance that they're going to get Max in this race. There's no chance that they can get Max in this race. He was like a second, a second and a half. But like it was insane on Friday. So
the he's running in clean air. Might be the Grand Slam.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's a really good bet right now. And I can't see anybody overtaking him at some point, and I can see a massive delta when he goes in for his first stop. So I think it's entirely possible that we win that bet. But Piastri is going to be in clean air, and you've got Lando, who, if he's not pushing his teammate, is going to be an excellent source of defense against Leclerc, Perez, and potentially Sainz coming through too. Minus 275, I mean, I think we got to put it on the board.
I like it. I've written it down. My biggest concern is maybe it's just it's too long of like minus 275. Is there enough value? But I love the concept. I love the McLarens over the Ferrari, and even the line. You know, there's some value in it. We'd have to put it. It'd have to be a bulk bet for us,
right? But we would feel pretty comfortable. Yeah, we would feel pretty comfortable with that as a bulk bet for sure. Because you get the two cars, and something goes horribly wrong for one of these two, which always happens when we bet on them, so we're kind of just resigning ourselves to having one car in this race when we bet, if we do bet on McLaren. But they look good, the car looks good, the spec looks good. Whoever, if something goes wrong with Piastri, then Lando's going to be running in the clean air. Like I like the position. I think that they'll be able to hold on from a degradation perspective. And it's just you're the leader essentially at that point, because Max isn't going to be a factor for the cars behind him pretty well.
I like it. I've got it written down.
Okay. So
while we're on the team page, there's another one that I was going to overlook it. Aston Martin versus AlphaTauri. Just the team matchup. So you need the top finishing driver. We've got Yuki's in 9th, Alonso's in 10th, Liam's in 11th. Stroll, who cares about Stroll? So it's, right. I mean, I liked it on the 1v2. I'm looking at Fernando, does Alonso just finish ahead of both AlphaTauris?
I mean, he obviously could. I think it was difficult to project race pace based on how, because they were running that experimental tire, and I think it was tough to find out exactly project what the long run pace was actually truly like. But generally, we've seen Aston Martin be better in race pace compared to AlphaTauri. Although AlphaTauri's brought these upgrades this weekend. Or they brought them, I guess they brought them last weekend. And, yeah. So I don't...
What concerns me about it is I don't know, I don't really have a great feel for AlphaTauri. I liked it when they were crap and slow and reliably slow. And they've kind of surprised me the past few weeks.
Well, they brought a new floor.
Yeah, okay, they're bringing upgrades, right? But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought a new floor to... And they brought a series of upgrades to Singapore. And I think they've got a new, like, they brought a rear wing specifically for Japan, too. So they got a new floor and a new wing. And they think that it's actually, like, a real step forward for them. So, and they were targeting Japan, with Yuki Tsunoda, right? I mean, they were targeting. I also, like, there's also this factor of, like, this is Liam Lawson's, like, this is his last race, essentially, right? This is his last hurrah. He's been. This
is farewell tour. Is Dan he's already gonna be back for Qatar?
Yeah, I think that seems like it's a plan at this point. Everybody's kind of acknowledging that this is, I mean, AlphaTauri makes the announcement that they've got them both signed for next year. Yeah. That Danny's going to be back for Qatar. Lawson, he's already raced
on
that here,
before, right? You move on. Did you see Yuki's, did you see Yuki's interview about the driver lineup? He was so, it was like, almost
no, I
sad.
Did. I,
he's like, oh, I yeah. He's like, they asked him who he would have preferred, and he's like, well, I like them both. And he's like, Danny, you know, great guy, a lot of experience. And then he's like, Liam, you know, Liam's done P9. I've never done P9, so maybe it should be those two.
He just freezes himself out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, like to Lawson's credit, though, he's already raced at Suzuka this year, I think, in Super
this
Formula.
Season.
The season, right?
Yeah.
And I think he's pretty intimately familiar with the circuit because of his participation in Super Formula over the years, right? So, and they look like they've got the setup like figured out. Like, I think almost immediately in, I always like for FP1, you can't get a whole ton of information from generally because obviously
It's a
cars are
wasted session.
experimenting. It's not a wasted session though, because what I see in FP1 is I'm looking for the car that's putting in like a surprising top five or top seven time. Because to me, and that was Yuki Tsunoda in FP1. Because what that means is that they immediately found the setup that they like and that they can start working to fine-tune that over the course of the weekend. Like you kind of get a leg up immediately if you start putting down good times. Certainly for these teams that are near the bottom, chaps. I mean, that's like you have to give them a little bit of acknowledgement that they seem to have
Well, that's
something figured
exactly
out
what I
here.
was gonna say.
So what? So
You're not wrong that you gotta find a setup. If you
I
Dude,
wouldn't
I
make
think
this
our
bet.
internet's struggling. Our
Is
internet's
it?
struggling, but we'll just work through it. Yeah.
That's fine. We're all right.
It's okay.
I wouldn't take this match bet. I know that you want the 1v2. I think on the principles of, I don't like having the one driver versus the two drivers, certainly not when he's sandwiched in between them. I think Yuki Tsunoda's got a lot to prove at home. I think Liam Lawson has a lot to prove because it's going to be his last race. I think that the AlphaTauri is looking better. I don't think that it's got superior race pace to Aston Martin, but I would stay away from this one. That's my angle on it at the
Okay.
very least. Yeah.
Let's stay away from it because you're right. It's kind of a 50-50. I don't know. Who knows? But before we
Do
move
you?
on from the FP1,
Yeah.
it's you're not wrong that a team, if they can't find a setup, then there's no potential for them to do a fast lap. But I'm not
Yeah.
surprised that a back marker like AlphaTauri, when they're at home for Yuki Tsunoda, goes low fuel, probably soft tires, turns up the engine in FP1 when no one else is doing any sort of session, and they just go to the top of the charts so that
But they're
Yuki can
not too.
have
I
like
mean.
a everyone can go crazy. Dude, we don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like Haas, how many times is Alfa Romeo just at the top in FP1 because they turned up the engine? And
Usually
no,
doesn't
and
happen
everyone
a
else
lot.
has aero rigs on.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't happen very much. They don't really
Lando
generally.
spraying FlowVis onto Carlos Sainz. Sainz can't even
Yeah,
see. He's got the green
that's
stuff.
what's happening. Yeah, that's you. That's the other things that are happening are just like guys are spraying FlowVis on other cars, and
Yeah.
Yuki's going top of the charts. I mean, okay, that's so realistically though, I can convince you to stay away
Okay,
from that.
yeah.
Okay, so then,
So team, yeah, so I
do
think
you
that
see
might be
anything
the
like
only from the team matchups.
-200 with Alfa Romeo over the Haas? I mean, I kind of
I have no
cited
feel. I don't
this.
want to bet on that.
What do you mean you have no feel? You never watched them. You haven't watched them on track. Like, is Haas not?
No, they don't
What
show
can
them
Haas
on
do?
TV.
Show them. What do you mean they don't show them on
What
TV? What
can
are you
Alfa
talking about?
Romeo do? This could Bottas could easily just be like in the like I don't know. I could see Bottas being last. I could see him being 12th.
Well, they brought
And the
a
same
new
thing with
floor.
Hülkenberg.
Yeah, so they brought all
Wait, who
this a
did?
whole rash of updates to Singapore, Alfa Romeo, and they didn't really get
Romeo.
to, yeah. So they didn't really get to. My understanding is that they were designed to really improve the high speed corner balance and performance, and they didn't get to do that. They didn't get to show that in Singapore, just because of the track layout. But it should show a lot better here in Japan. And I'm looking at this like odds makers have it in -200. Is that just a nod to the fact that Bottas is starting 16th on the grid and Magnussen is 15th, and they think that
No, if
Magnussen's
any.
going backwards? I mean, I think Magnussen's going backwards based on the hot bet that I made. I think he's going, I mean,
No, I know
Logan
you
crashing.
do. I'm a little concerned that he out-qualified Hulk. I don't know. Yeah, Logan
Yeah,
crashing,
that
that's
was
a
a bit
DNF.
surprising.
That wouldn't be a
Yeah,
classification.
that was
But
a bit
this line
surprising.
is
So,
weird to me, man, because both Alfa Romeos are respectively b behind both Haases, and yet the Alfa Romeo is -200.
yeah,
So
so
Vegas
what
is just saying Bottas basically gets him off the line.
well, he's saying that over the course of the race that they're gonna have superior race pace because the Haas can't manage it. This is the gonna be the probably the hardest track for them to deal with the tire management issue because of how abrasive this asphalt has been, because of the weather. We know it's gonna be a two stopper. We know that they're probably gonna lose their tires at the end of the second, I guess at the end of the second stint. I don't know. Like you're obviously not buying into it, which is completely fine. But
It's just two slow
like I,
cars, and it's a mind like To me, a minus 200, I would have expected to see minus 200 in favor of the Haas. Because, and this is probably wrong for me to do this. I got to spend more time looking at the fucking back of the grid. But to me, Alfa Romeo Haas, bad cars. That's the category they're in. They're both bad cars. And then we're going to take minus 200 on the team that has both drivers behind the other team when they're both bad cars. In my, like, that's just the category they live in. There's no pecking order at the back.
It's simple. AlphaTauri, it's the simplest. Alfa
Romeo Haas, bad cars.
I think that this actually is a pretty simple bet to make. I know that I'm not going to be able to convince you to make it, but I think minus 200 is you're essentially getting. Well, no, it's not the same thing, but it's not the same as minus 275 on McLaren. Both of those cars are starting ahead, so I understand your perspective on that.
It's not the
same. I'm just saying when you have a team conceding that they're not going to be able to manage their tires at this track, and you know that if they classify, they're going to classify probably at the back of the grid. Like you have to imagine that those Alfa Romeos, which have respectable tire management. It seems like it's not a particularly fast car, but it's one that seems to be relatively well balanced. We don't need to, like, I like match bets. You know, I like match bets. So that I'm just throwing it out there as something to consider. Too. Just throw it out there as something to consider. Because I don't think so. Magnussen is not going to be a factor.
I feel more comfortable with the Aston Martin over the AlphaTauri.
No, I don't like, because then it's just the one car versus two.
Picking an Alfa Romeo.
That's one car versus two cars.
I understand that. But I'm talking about the constructors. Like, I feel more comfortable on Aston Martin than on Alfa Romeo. Or are they Audi? Or are they Sauber? I don't know who they are.
Yeah, or are they... Yeah, we don't know who they are. It's a mystery, I guess.
And we're betting against Haas? Or is it Alfa Romeo? We're Alfa Romeo against Alfa Romeo. Or Sauber versus... we want to get mixed up in this shit at minus 200?
You don't even know who you're betting on. It's just confusing. It is confusing, but I'll tell you this.
They're the same team.
Bottas is going to come in ahead of Magnussen and Hülkenberg. Whatever. If you don't like it, that's fine. Do you see anything tangible between Ferrari and Mercedes?
You know what? I'll jot it just for the sake of it.
Yeah, dude, just put it down. We like the team match bets. I think that there's a rationale at least to take to explore minus 200 on Alfa Romeo. I like the fact that they've got it listed, chaps. I mean, to me, I like when they throw match bets up and down the grid. That's the essence of this sport, is these individual matchups and the constructive standings and trying to get that extra point, trying to get those extra grid positions. I think the upgrade is going to work for Alfa Romeo. Why are they offering it? Because I guess they see...
Are they offering this just for the suckers?
What do you think?
Just so you can see something that's against a Haas at minus 200 and they're just going to take everyone's money.
No, I think people, I bet you people are jumping on the Haas at plus 150 because they're not realizing how poor they're going to perform on Sunday. I think that people are seeing this. They're like, oh, maybe. Both Haas in front? Like, what an easy bet at plus 150. I think that's a trap for people to take the Haas 100%.
Okay. I've put it here just in case we don't find any other value.
Okay, so minus 138.
Not start.
Don't start. That's fine. You don't have to do that. But minus 138, Ferrari versus Mercedes. Ferrari, both cars starting ahead. Like, obviously, we like the McLaren in comparison to the Ferrari. But do you give the Ferrari a shot with 4 and 6? So you've got McLaren 4, Sainz in 6, and then Russell and Hamilton. I mean, Hamilton 7, George Russell is 8. I mean, Ferrari's looked a lot better.
I like 138. Yeah.
And I like minus 138, but that being said, we know that the weakness of the SF23 is generally has been higher speed corners. We know, obviously, they've got their issues with... I mean, degradation was going to... We were bang on in Singapore, by the way. I mean, we...
Yeah.
The Carlos Sainz being an absolute genius is the reason why he didn't win that bet with Mercedes.
Mercedes splits their strategies at the end. Don't bring both drivers in. If Bolt stays out there, he doesn't have to overtake Lando. Yeah.
Poor call. I agree. But the reality of the situation is
they
lost their tires at the end of the race. Right? He was a sitting duck and then just played like 3D chess and won the race, which is great. But that's Singapore.
Does that deserve credit, though?
It's a completely different track.
That he did have the tires fall off and he still won the race? Still beat the Mercedes?
No, but I think that's like... That was a combination... That's circumstantial, right? That's completely circumstantial because of the track and because of...
And so, yeah.
Well, I think it's mostly because of the track, actually, right? Right.
Because it's Singapore. That's he couldn't do that. He was able There'd be to too many chances to overtake.
Yeah. No, even though overtaking is relatively, I'll call it, it is a bit more difficult in Suzuka because it's all turns. Like there's not a lot of straight line opportunity to overtake. But that might help.
If you have a pace delta, you can overtake. If there's a pace delta, you can overtake. You will get stuck.
If you just
overtake in 130R. If you have the pace delta.
Are they gonna have the pace delta?
It's interesting. So you're on the Ferraris.
Delta. Well, I guess Ferraris I'm kind of leaning in that.
If we listen to Mercedes, they said before the week, all weekend, they said they expected to be slow here. This is not Singapore. Singapore was their chance. This is a different track. They don't think they're going to be good here. So, you know, they're 7 and 8.
Yeah, Ferrari brought a new floor. So the only thing that scares me about this chaps is remember what happened in Britain at the British Grand Prix. So at Silverstone, I think they started, what did Ferrari start, like 4 or 5? They finished 9 and 10, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And they finished 9 and 10 for the exact reasons that you might expect them to finish 9 and 10 in this race, which is they just didn't have it in the high-speed corners, and they ended up losing their tires in their second stint and lost a ton of positions at the end of that race. And Lewis Hamilton got on the podium. Mm-hmm. And you could argue that on race pace alone, Mercedes is not in the same ballpark as Ferrari. Actually, Ferrari is probably in a little bit of a area themselves, just significantly behind Red Bull, but maybe ahead of McLaren. They usually are, based on like projected race pace. I think I saw the only real tangible data for comparisons for long runs was, I think, like Leclerc and Checo did a series of laps on the mediums, and Leclerc had Checo in terms of average race pace, so he looked like 2 or 3 tenths better than the Red Bull, driven by Sergio Perez. So like that to me was really encouraging. I'm like, so the race pace is actually looking really good for the Ferrari, despite it being a track that you might not conventionally think would be suiting the SF23. But is the degradation so problematic that they lose those positions at the end of the race to Mercedes? Like, does the balance swing so heavily? Like, I feel like I'm usually arguing the antithesis of this, where I'm like, I think that Mercedes is going to get Ferrari. I'm like, I like the opportunity of them coming from behind and taking those positions for the plus money. Mm-hmm. But do two stops, like, so the fact that it's, like, here's George saying it might be 3 stops, it's bang on, probably going to be 2 stops. Knowing that everybody's going to have to be pretty well on that strategy, do you think that's helping Ferrari maintain those positions? Like, they get the extra stop. Technically, there's less laps to lose the positions at the end of the race. They're, for what it's worth, one of the pit crews have been fantastic with Ferrari in terms of pit stop time. Anything could happen, obviously. But they generally get the cars in and out of the, like, they're usually in the twos.
I like the Ferraris.
Yeah. Right? Like, it's not. So what do you, why do you like the Ferraris tomorrow? What do you think?
They've turned a corner from a strategy. Like, the pit wall has found something. And maybe it's just they've agreed to finally listen to Carlos Sainz when he tells them a strategy that they need to do.
It could be something as simple as that. I agree.
But I'm not sure they're the clowns that they were in Silverstone. It feels different. I don't know. Fred Vasseur maybe has finally found the right people in the right roles. Or
man, you have to. Like, there's got to be something said. Yeah, like they want a race, man. Like, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how they want it, but there's something to be said about the confidence that I think that builds within the organization that for many parts of the season looked completely lost. I mean, I'm trying to like piece together the timeline for Ferrari, and it's like, okay, Silverstone is a mess on the hard compounds and at a track that's similar to Suzuka. But a lot has changed since then. So they had the horrible experience after the break at Zandvoort. But they came out of it optimistic, saying that we think we found something from a setup perspective that's going to help this car be even more benign, right? And it seems like it's...
I think they specifically said they figured out the tires was the quote. Like we've now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
Fred Brisbois came out and said.
Yeah.
No, he came out and explicitly said the tires were our issue. We now have no more issues with the car. Was the way he put, like, there's no more problems with this car. Now let's just make it faster. And a couple races later, they win. So.
Yeah, but they still.
I like Ferrari like, for. Okay, so yeah, I like Deg was for a problem. That reason.
Yeah, Deg was a problem. Like, it's not like I want to. We have to be clear.
But it wasn't a problem. He didn't fall off more than McLaren did. It's just Mercedes put on fresh tires, which is why they they probably had a small tire delta and would have caught him without pitting. But at the end of the race, what we saw was a different tire strategy.
I don't want to make the mistake thinking like the result in Singapore was because they've gone on top of their tire problem, because they definitely haven't. The result in Singapore happened because at some points of the race, Sainz was driving at the same speed as the back markers. So you can take care of your tires if you drive as slow as possible. Like I think is an outlier.
They're somewhere in the middle. They're somewhere in the middle with the tires.
Yeah. So if we think they're in the middle.
They're not Red Bull at managing their tires, but they're not what they were in Silverstone anymore. They found something with the tires. They're not falling off a cliff like they were before.
No. And I think, okay, so we're on the same page with that. So the Zandvoort setup changes.
Mercedes is still better than them. Yeah.
100%, without a doubt. But we think potentially, though, that the grid position here is what's going to make the difference. I'm trying to come up with a reason to justify the 138, and
me thinking that they found their footing is one reason. Another reason, I love that Checo's right there. So if the Mercs want to pass both Ferraris, they maybe have to also get through Checo as a cork. Yeah. I also love that in combination with McLaren versus Ferrari, they can both hit. But if Ferraris just go and beat the McLarens, well, they're probably beating the Mercedes. So it's a bit of a half hedge. If we combine those two bets,
I like that too. I do,
but it could just finish McLaren, McLaren, Ferrari, Ferrari, Mercedes, Mercedes, and both win, which is probably very likely here.
Yeah, I mean, so we have to acknowledge too, though. We have to acknowledge that this team, this car, regardless of the tire management question mark that exists, it doesn't do well in crosswinds. It doesn't do well in like the long high speed corners, and that's what you get over the course of the race at Suzuka, right? So,
but will they be able to defend the Mercedes? So, the high speed corners, the it's not Dunlop, the long left hander that I went wide in our track video.
Yeah.
You're not really overtaking anyone there, so maybe they lose a bit of gap or they lose some of their delta to the Merc in that turn. But they have the straight line speed and the draggy Mercedes. I don't think they get them on the back straight, even if they have a better left handed turn in the high speed corner.
Yeah, and so they're, and Mercedes is like lost in sector one too, completely, right? So it's just like you go straight to sector one after the back straight, and it's just like combination.
I don't think the Merc won't have the top speed through 130R to even get close to go down the inside into the chicane. I think that having that back straight will give the Ferrari the ability to defend the way we saw McLaren defend in Silverstone. As soon as it got to the straight, Lewis just couldn't get past because the Merc is too draggy.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this seems like it seems a little bit too simple in some ways, and I'm kind of nervous that it's at a 138 mark, because you would think that this would be like a bang on minus 200.
You would.
Odds, right? Like, is there...
Yeah.
Are they leaving the door open from an odds maker's perspective, because it's, again, just this acknowledgement of superior tire management? Like, am I wrong for thinking that everybody's going to be more in the same boat with, like, bang on a two-stop strategy? Like, do you think Mercedes can make a one-stopper work?
No.
If George is saying that they might need to run three pit stops, like, even if he's being facetious after FP2, like, I have to imagine...
He might throw on a set of hards.
Yeah.
Try to get lucky with a late safety car or something.
Well, the hards might be the tire anyway, dude. I mean, based on the amount of deck that they were seeing.
Good point. There might not be the alternate strategy to go longer.
That's what I'm thinking, is that, like, I think that everybody's kind of in the same boat. We know that the SF23 just doesn't do well on the... It's well documented. It doesn't do well on the harder compounds. But track position here... And this delta in race pace that appears to exist. I was really encouraged by that number, with Leclerc looking like he had he had like 2/10 on Checo on mediums. I don't know if medium is the race tire ultimately in the end, but like that to me is encouraging stuff from a race pace perspective. It just literally comes down to tire management. But I like your perspective on where is the passing opportunity if a pace delta does start to come at the end of the race. Like maybe inherently the Mercedes is too draggy to get some of these moves done that they might need to get done. Like I don't see the moves happening early on. So we know that Ferrari's going to come out of the gate quick. They always do.
Fire up their tires.
They always do. So they can build. They can might be able to build a bit of a gap over the Mercedes, which is literally struggles from the opposite problem. And then it comes down to strategy and nailing your pit stops and everything. And you have to give Ferrari some credit. I mean, if we take Ferrari, they're going to be. They won't have tires out. It's going to be it'll be a shit show. But
I mean, the perfect world here is Leclerc fires up his tires and gets Lando off the start.
Yeah.
And now we've got Lando being a cork that the Mercedes just can't get past.
Yeah.
But Piastri still beats Leclerc and everything across your uncle.
Yeah, I like
the combination
whole,
a lot.
Yeah, the incestuousness of this, you take the combos. I like that. So, okay, let's
I mean, if
that.
We're going to button up a team discussion, in my head, pecking order, Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes in this race. That's just where I see the pace, where I see the race pace, where I see their tires going. Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes.
Okay.
Is that the pecking order you got?
I think it makes sense to me. I think like it's literally the debate to me is really between is it Mercedes Ferrari or Ferrari Mercedes, and I think we've kind of talked ourselves into Ferrari ultimately. Right? So.
And the last reason there is listen to Mercedes. All before the week, we're gonna be slow here. We're not gonna be good. We're not gonna be good. And then they're not good. So I trust them.
I mean, everybody in this industry is incredibly transparent about what they think their
Super
performance is going to be, right? I mean, Red Bull, I wish we heard Max talking about that ahead of... Like, if only I could have known the simulator work in Singapore was poor, I would have never taken the Grand Slam.
Right? They said that? They knew they were going to be
they
bad?
They said that on Wednesday, and I'm like, fuck, we made the bet on Tuesday because we shouldn't have jumped the gun. We didn't need to, but it is what it is. Lesson learned. We almost won it anyway with Carlos Sainz. That was hilarious.
Almost. Just the fastest
Almost.
Lap.
I know. Okay, take us through. What do we want to move into?
So I think let's move on to some driver chats. Let's talk about like some finishing positions, maybe some group betting.
Okay.
You alluded to it earlier. I could see this being Max and then two McLarens. So let's see if there's any value. There's going to be no value on Max to win this race, and I don't see him finishing anywhere else. Is there any value on the McLarens for a finishing position?
Man, Lando Norris at -188 for a podium. Like, so they think that Checo is taking the second podium.
Right.
They think he's taking second, right? Like, let's look at top two.
And they've
right
given
now, so.
Lando the edge over Oscar.
Actually, this is interesting. So, though, you've got top two finish +100. So, Lando's even money starting P3. Oscar's the guy who's getting bumped hard down to +200. And Checo's in the middle at +137. So they're thinking, so they're like Lando, Checo, Oscar as a top two finish. But when you go to podium finish, they've got Checo at -163 as the second shortest odds.
Mm-hmm.
So they like him. I guess they think that there's risk that something happens to Lando, which, I mean, it could. That's what it seems to be an acknowledgement of ultimately in the end.
It's interesting that they see Lando beating Oscar, undoubtedly, based on the odds.
I mean, that's you kind of expect that, ultimately, right? Like, Oscar hasn't... he's closing the gap significantly to Lando. He's just been so good at pushing him, but this is still... And this is, I mean, this is this the first time that... This is Oscar's first time.
He's a rookie. Yeah, he's a rookie here, but then dude, he went purple in sector one, which is the most technical part of the track.
He's disgusting. He's unbelievable.
He's the real deal.
He's unbelievable. And does that mean that he's going to finish in second place?
Lando's -150 over Oscar.
In the match bet?
Yeah. Like if you're gonna take a stab at only one of them to be on the podium, I think we just go at their match.
You just
bet,
take
maybe,
you take the match.
Or
100% that's a better bet.
That's a better bet in that perspective. But is there a chance 100%. That Checo doesn't pass them? And where my head's going with this is maybe it's a bet on Oscar to be on the podium as a single driver. And you get the option of he stays ahead of Lando and he's the guy with Checo. You get the option that both McLarens stay on the podium and Checo doesn't get either of them. I guess those are the two scenarios.
Do you think I would rather – can we go somewhere else? Like, can we look elsewhere?
Go wherever your heart desires.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily – I feel like we've been in this position before. And we like – so we like the McLarens because we've got the two cars. Yeah. And they're both starting up on the podium.
This isn't Spa.
I don't know if I want to double dump on McLaren at this point. I don't want to leave easy money on the table either. But mm-hmm. theoretically, like I'm not going to fade a Red Bull at this point. I'm not going to fade them. It just doesn't make sense.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's fair. Let's not if we could bet around Red Bull in this race, I would, just because Max has looked so dominant that you have to think that there's more for Checo to extract out of the car. So I'm a little bit bit weary of that. Yeah.
So if Checo's getting them, then if we're just gonna say we can't bet against Checo getting them, then it really just does come down to like why pick a podium when you're ultimately picking Oscar versus Lando.
I agree with that. And
-150. That's just a crapshoot, though. Now we're kind of flipping a coin, aren't we?
Okay. So then let's
and trying to land on the right side. Like it. Yeah, Lando's got the experience, but that doesn't guarantee that he's going to be ahead of Oscar.
I don't see a real reason to even engage in that. Like let's take him. We might as well. We've taken them both. Let's not pit them against each other now. I think I'm safe with McLaren just being our team match bet at -275, and taking those odds and throwing some bulk money down, and then let's try to extract another bet from somewhere else on the grid. I think that's a
different team.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
What about Lewis versus George? Do you have a feeling there before I tell you the lines?
My feeling would be taking Lewis Hamilton.
7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, like starting a spot ahead of George. George is probably a little bit rattled still from going into the
George,
wall.
If they lean one way or the other, George seems to lean more to a qualifying setup, and Lewis would go more to a race setup.
The pattern. George
is leading; right? He's just going to hit a wall.
That's definitely true. Well,
if he can't drive with Lewis behind him.
Let's keep in mind, like we were on George technically. I mean, we had the Mercedes match bet. We had the Mercedes, and he hit a wall. So we were on George like every single time that we've taken George. He goes into a wall.
Yeah.
What are the odds on that? That's what I want to know. We should just bet on George not to classify. That's bet that we should be making, because it's a bet on him.
We need to be on him, though, for it to happen. So we need to, like, the show needs to publicly bet on George, and then you and I just in the shadows. We're just secretly dumping our life savings on him.
On him just to not classify, That's literally, that's the bet that we should be making. Like, are you kidding me? I'm looking now at -200. Like, I think that we can find Lewis to stay ahead of George at -200. I mean, it's probably a good bet. I don't have a reason in particular to say that he will, other than the fact that he generally has dominated him on race pace. I mean, he has.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. I mean, George was going to finish ahead of Lewis in Singapore if he doesn't go into a wall. I guess like that factor is the reason why you take George, or you take Lewis Hamilton ultimately in the end, right?
He just can't drive with Lewis behind him.
Yeah.
What was the race earlier in the year where they like Lewis rear-ended him because he didn't see him? Or like he forced him onto the grass? Was it Spa? Feels like it was Spa.
Yeah, wasn't that?
He just like didn't see him coming.
Was that? Maybe it was Canada. I think it was qualifying though.
Yeah, it wasn't in the race, but just
it wasn't in the race. Yeah.
Lewis was behind him. He just can't handle the pressure.
I don't see anything. Okay, so match bets. I don't see anything. I haven't looked into group bets though. Do you want to take a look at
what's the? I haven't looked into group bets. Yeah, let's pop into the group bets.
So group one. From shortest to longest, it's Lando, Checo, Oscar, Leclerc. I don't see anything there. You're essentially picking between the Red Bulls or Red Bull and McLaren there. I don't see anything there. Group
No, I
two.
don't think there's a point.
Group two is interesting. I mean, like, if we think, you know what? I don't know if
Say
we want
who's
to
in
double
group two. I
down.
like that you said it. We're not
Yeah.
good at saying
So
it, so.
shortest to longest in group two is Sainz, Hamilton, Russell, and Alonso, just essentially based on grid position. And Sainz is minus money at minus 110. I mean, that we're kind of already on that. We already have
With the
Ferrari to
Ferrari
finish,
minus
right?
138.
We're already there, right?
Yeah.
So group three, shortest to longest, it's Yuki, Albon, Gasly, and Ocon. And that's an interesting spread there, actually. So you've got Yuki starting nine at plus 105. I mean, he's pretty well even money.
It's got a couple places, then the other ones are all back to back with each other.
Yeah, Albon is 13, or he's on, yeah, Albon's 13, and what Gasly, okay,
Gasly's 12,
Gasly's
Ocon's
12.
14.
How many times have I said I want to be on Yuki Tsunoda, and then he talked me out of it, and he, his car, like, doesn't even start.
Yeah, what happened
So,
last week?
last week, we
No,
want
we wanted to be on Liam last
to
week.
be Lee, and Lee Lawson would have been a, that would have been a great bet.
It
So,
hit. It did
yeah,
hit. Yeah.
it would have been a great bet, yeah. So, okay. Yuki at
I mean,
105 at home.
it's so likely that Yuki's just out of this race tomorrow on home turf.
So there's no reason to think that he can't beat the three cars that are behind him in this group, except for the
On
fact that
pace.
on pace, yeah, on pace, when
But he
you
just
look,
might not finish.
just the risk always exists. I think, like, the pressure of being at home, I wouldn't trust him. Yeah, I
To
wouldn't be
finish
able to do it.
first you must finish. And Yuki just hasn't, he hasn't grasped that.
Yeah, but chaps, group four, though, buddy, is the one that
All
I've
right,
been
let's get
looking
into
at.
group four. Tell the people who's in group four.
Shortest to longest, shortest odds in group four.
Oh,
Liam Lawson at minus
I hate this
188,
group.
then Lance Stroll plus 250, Bottas plus 550, Magnussen plus 750.
So we've got
So,
Lawson starts in 11,
yeah.
Magnussen is starts in 15th, Bottas is 16th, and Stroll is 17th.
So he
But
has a
I do
massive.
not hate this.
He has a massive advantage from a grid position perspective immediately.
We think he has a pace advantage on everyone, maybe except for Stroll, but Stroll doesn't know how to use the pace.
I mean, that would be the biggest.
But
I don't know.
Stroll's
Like,
got to get
again.
this entire group to go get Lawson.
Yeah. I don't think I could.
And he's got the cork in the bottle, Alex Albon, in 13th. Until there's a big gust of wind and Albon crashes. But until that wind comes, Albon's going to be there, maybe slowing Stroll up.
Yeah, the question is, can Lance Stroll do anything? Can he climb, and can he make this bet a stupid bet? Can he make it a stupid bet? I mean, he could. Easily, he can make it a stupid bet. I will say this, though. I think that Lance not use, like, an extra set of the hards or something? What happened here? So in FP2, Stroll was out. Like, he was on, I think he used, like, an extra set of hards or whatever. I don't know what they were doing, but
I think ketchup.
he's down a set of hards. But I think, I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, actually, you know what? I made myself a note that Lawson was on the mediums, actually, too. So Lawson had an extra set of mediums that he went through. Stroll went through an extra set of hards. I mean, maybe that's just a kind of a wash ultimately in the end from a tire allocation perspective. Okay, it
Now,
doesn't,
do
like,
you
I
vote like this
like it, but
just because we passed on the Lawson group last
no, I
week?
don't. No. I like it. I think I like it because it kind of we teed it up in the way where you've got a guy who has the only he should just show off, really. He's got nothing to lose and everything to gain essentially by his performance now at this point, right? He doesn't
And
have a
I
seat
tr
next week, and he doesn't have a seat
right.
next year. So, like, all he's really trying to do is prove that he should get loaned out to Williams and take Logan Sargeant's seat.
Is
Really,
that we're down to that's the last seat, right? Sergeant.
that's
Everyone
it.
else is filled.
That's it. So, like, that's all he has to do essentially. Now, does that push him to race a bit more conservatively just to try to finish ahead of Logan Sargeant? Or is he just going to try to show up at a circuit that he's already raced at this year and
I don't know
put
if
in a
he's
good
even.
performance?
I don't know if he's been unconservative thus far. Like, I think he's just a pretty quick driver. Probably deserves a seat. And to your earlier point, the AlphaTauri might have found something the past couple of weeks with their upgrades. And then you got the Haas is not going to hold onto its tires. I don't think anything about Alfa Romeo and Bottas.
Yeah, we know that. We know you don't. You literally have
Lance
no
Stroll.
thoughts. Why do you have? How do you have no thoughts on a team? Like, what a weird thing to admit. You're just like, I have no thoughts on this team. Do you not watch them? You don't even watch them on the track.
When was the last race you saw them on the broadcast?
Well,
no, nobody watches them.
I've never seen them on the broadcast.
Nobody knows what they're called anymore.
I agree. Well, you don't read about them or anything. You have no thoughts on this team, but they're minus 200 to
my thought is they're with Haas and AlphaTauri as just crap cars. Not good at much.
I'm not.
I've jotted it down, dude. Okay. I've jotted it down. I don't hate it.
I don't. You scared me by saying, like, or you just on Liam Lawson because it hit last week. Like, don't. You're fucking with me.
That was. That's a fair question.
That is a fair question. I don't think that I am. I don't think that I'm on. I don't think I'm on Liam Lawson because of what happened in Singapore, and we missed out on like plus 450 or whatever the fuck it was. But that would have been nice. But
it's 400.
Was it plus 400? Okay. Now he's minus 188.
Yeah, because we had, they were all.
Now 400. He's minus 188.
Yeah.
But he's minus 188, but he's got the, I think that's more of a reflection of the delta in grid position, though, I think. Really. Like, he has four positions to start over everybody else in that group.
And he's got six positions to Lance Stroll, who we think is his biggest threat, and the odds suggest is his biggest threat.
Right.
Okay.
What?
I'm crossing out the Alfa Romeo versus Haas.
I don't know. Okay, fine.
I don't know. Like, it's another minus 200. Like, we've got good value here. I don't think we need. Yeah. No. I'm saying no. Overtake me. No. Remember the overtakes?
The overtakes are sick. I mean, like, we just immediately.
We lost a couple overtakes.
Yeah, because we just were making stupid bets ultimately, and so we just to overtake each other. I don't think any of them ever won, right? No,
we never won an overtake. No, turns out we're a lot better if we can get on the same page about liking a bet.
Who would have thought? That seems to
be the crux of this show.
Yeah. Betting collaboratively is actually better than just trying to bet against each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that was all the race match bets for individuals.
I didn't see anything when I was looking at finishing position. Like, I didn't see trying to scrape out a points finish from somebody. Like, one car, do you see anything? One car or two car?
That's where I'm looking at now. Like, okay, so I look at, immediately I go Gasly. Could Gasly maybe sneak into the points? You know, he gets Yuki, and, you know, I don't like the Alpines. But even at plus 150, I don't know. It's not terrible. But typically, in my opinion, I don't think Vegas gives you great odds on a single car to be in the top 10. Because they kind of soften the odds all the way down to the guy in 14th, and everyone that starts in the points is minus money.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, you get, I understand. Like, you're getting 10 positions, so like they have to post those odds very conservatively for sure. But I can't see, like, is there both cars points that make sense? I mean, you go from shortest to longest, like, you go, oh my god, like, McLaren is minus 400, and then it just goes to AlphaTauri plus 350. I mean, it's just like, we're not betting on AlphaTauri to get both guys in the points. I mean,
this is exactly the way we see Red Bull, Ferrari, Mercedes, McLaren, and then there's probably no other team that deserves to have both of their cars as 9 and 10. It's going to be a split, two teams back there.
Okay, I'm looking at combo podium. I don't know if there's any way that we can work in a. I like the fades, like the combination podium bet. When you look at the nose and you try to fade, like, it's hard because we're looking at this race.
They do a pretty good job setting these up.
They do. Like, we look at this like it's going to be chalk in some ways. Max and Charles makes no sense. I mean, Max and Lando is. The Max and Lando one is always, like, you get Max, and then you get Lando. So Max and Lando at minus 150 to finish on the podium is, like, is Lando going to get on the podium?
Yeah.
So you're just like, is he going to stay ahead of Checo and get Oscar at some point?
But that's the same. It was minus 150 for Lando versus Oscar.
Which is the same bet.
Kind of.
In some ways, like, you get the extra.
The difference position is Oscar could finish chalk. Oscar P2, Lando P3, and the Max and Lando hits.
Yeah.
But Lando versus Oscar doesn't. Now, we still probably expect Checo to be the third guy on the podium with one of the McLarens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything here.
Is
Not gonna answer
there,
you.
like, we're moving into the segment where we kind of get a little bit, we're trying to predict things to happen now. We're not just matchups, we're not just finishing position. Do we look at just a combo tri-cast? So maybe not the exact order.
I just can't. I can't place those four cars, though. That's the problem, chaps.
You
Like,
don't
what do
know
you want
which
to do?
McLaren is going to be the guy left out.
Yeah. Like, what do you see that has any value? Like, I mean, odds. I'm sure I haven't even
Well,
looked at it,
there's
but the odds
lots of
are.
value here.
Yeah. So no Oscar means that you've got both Red Bulls and the McLaren, and you probably are looking at what, minus money on that? Like, I feel like it's, is it?
No Oscar, so Max Lando Checo is plus 150.
Oh my God, it's
I
barely.
maybe wouldn't go on that because these other two are so much more interesting to me. Max Lando and Oscar, so Checo doesn't get them. That's a plus 400. Why I say they're interesting is maybe this is the flyer type discussion now.
Yeah.
Max Checo Oscar, so no Lando, is plus 450. So maybe instead of trying to do the Lando versus Oscar, we just pull up our pants and say Checo's going to be on there. And now we're shooting in the dark of which McLaren's not going to be there. And maybe we go, it's not Lando, just because the odds are better. Or maybe we go, it is Lando. But in that sense, we're back to the Lando versus Oscar. I'd rather take it at plus 150 if we're saying Checo's the third guy. Ah, I don't know. I don't know. It's worth a
No,
discussion.
you actually, that's good logic, actually. So you're just making a bet again, Lando versus Oscar, and you get it at plus 150 instead of minus 150. I have no reason to think that Checo is not going to finish in a
Well,
podium
it's
position.
not quite that simple though. Like, I'll work against myself because you could have McLaren botches their strategies and they finish 9 and 10, but Lando's still ahead, so you get your minus 150. This is on the path of McLaren's are up there fighting for the race win,
Yeah, I guess
but a
like you're right.
simple Lando
Okay,
versus Oscar that
fair.
you
Yeah.
could go way down the grid and still win that one.
You don't okay, yeah, you don't you're actually really not getting like pick
Not at the 150.
for picking three cars, you're not getting any value, any discernible
No, I
value.
think you'd have to go on the lines of Checo doesn't get to the podium or Lando doesn't get Oscar. And then at the plus 400, plus 450, at least those are worth, like, you put $50 on that. That's not really, it's not like a guy coming from eighth to be on the podium.
No.
One of these three scenarios happens, so it is a bit of a coin toss. But a justified coin toss.
What are you leaning to? Like I can't pick a scenario where there's no Checo. I don't think it makes
I
sense to
think
do
I'd be
that.
leaning that Oscar just holds on and stays ahead of Lando, which doesn't seem that outrageous.
It doesn't seem that outrageous. I mean, minus 150, like they're barely making him a favorite in the matchup. I mean, again, granted he started behind him, but I think that's
And if he
working
was
to
plus 110 in
Oscar's
the matchup,
advantage. He was plus 110.
this is
Yeah, that's what I
plus
mean.
450
He's
for
almost
him to
even
be on the
money.
podium with the
Okay, so
two Red Bulls.
that makes sense to me from a value perspective. So write that down. Like that to get a plus 450 for us on the board where it's essentially can McLaren hold their cars in the same thing. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen, but
It literally comes down to we're just going to be watching McLaren's strategy and how they manage their two drivers. But I haven't seen them favor Lando over
no.
Oscar.
No, no,
If
no. No, I
anything,
don't.
maybe they've given Oscar the preferred strategy once or twice.
Well, he never gets the upgrades first, so let's just keep that up. Right? There's a
He's
clear
got them now,
hierarchy.
though, right?
He's got
But he
no, he's
got them all
got
this week.
he has everything. Yeah, he has everything, which is like you can't take this bet if he doesn't have all the new pieces on the car. But he does, and he's driving it extremely effectively. So
Yeah.
that's a good bet. I think it's a good bet. Like I can't you can't make a bet without Checo on the podium and take the guy who has grid position over his teammate. I mean, okay, I'm in. I like
Okay.
it.
It's jotted. I think it's the flyer at that line.
Yeah. Man, this is the funniest thing ever. Minus 300 for over 12 seconds winning margin. Like, how funny is that?
Whoa.
Yeah. How funny is that?
Like, not, I'm not worth,
I'm,
touching.
No, no, no. I'm like, I'm not suggesting, like, you could have a, if you have a safety car anywhere in the last 10 laps or last 15 laps, it's impossible for that to happen.
He's got a half a second a lap delta on the grid. In race conditions, maybe that's like an eighth.
He had like a full second.
So 12. So if there's 13 laps left with a safety car, that 12 second gap is fine. Because he probably gets to throw on a new set of tires too.
Like plus 350 between 6 and 12. Like, is that worth just a flyer? Like, it's not a good bet from a logic perspective. I'm not saying it is.
I'm not sure I want to jump on a winning margin. I'll be totally honest.
Far on it. That's fine. I don't like the winning margin either. I'm just like, I understand why the over 12 seconds is minus 300. But do you, like, is it a $50 flyer to say there's a late safety car, max pits to get fastest lap? Like, there's so many things that could happen.
You're looking at this 6 to 12 inclusive.
Yeah. Like, just as a flyer on circumstance. Like, is
Remember
Max going
to
win?
It used to be 5, and then they boosted it to 6.
Fundamentally had to change it because of the dominance of Max, like that, which is a hilarious thing, right?
Hilarious.
But it is hilarious, right? They had to change the range because he was smashing
They did their zeros and ones and realized this needs to be 6 seconds.
100%.
And I don't know. But I don't know what that does to us. Do you like, this is going to be 5.8 again.
Wait, so you want to go under 6 seconds?
No, I don't know. I would have loved if it was 5 to 12.
I guess my point is, do you see another flyer bet out there? Like, I like that. So we have, I'll take it back. We have the plus 450 TriCast, right? So
that's, we have the plus 450 as the flyer. I think that's the flyer. Do we pick what? Let's look at race winner without Max Verstappen. Is it worth?
Plus 150. Checo.
Like, is Checo's it, plus 150. Lando's plus 137. Oscar's plus 400. Oscar just getting disrespected starting in P2. But I'm not going to take it personally and convince myself that he doesn't deserve to be disrespected.
No. And like, what do you make? Like, what do you make of Checo?
What's race
the guy? The guy starts in fifth, like he normally does. Like, he could easily start in fifth and finish in second. We think he probably will. He could.
Yeah. One race leader is plus 100. Max probably just leads every lap of this race
on a two stopper, though. Like, it's a nailed-on two-stopper pretty well.
The thing with Max, when he starts on pole, and we saw this in...
We already have Grand Slam. No, Chapter.
We
have a Grand Slam.
I know. I'm not saying we should be on something.
No.
Like, if he starts on pole, he has the ability to just go 5 laps longer on the same set of tires as everyone else and just be the last guy to come in the pits.
You know I love that bet. You know I love Max last pit stop.
I know. You threw it out there and then...
I love that bet. Not that I would take it in this circumstance, but do you see? Well, I'm looking at it.
I'm looking. I gotta see. We're into the weeds now in the book.
Yeah, we're into the weeds, but he's plus. The guy's plus 350 to make a last pit stop. Like, everybody else is in like the four. We have 4 digits, and he's just plus 350. It's so
Verstappen
fun.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should be. I don't know enough. Is the undercut powerful here versus an overcut?
We won't take the bet.
That line tells me that the undercut's powerful, and he probably does just come in early.
Yeah.
What's like, is there a leader after lap number and win? Any odds there on Max? It's minus 250.
Minus 250. What is it? Is that just an easy bet?
Just for him to be leading. It's 275 for lap one and then 250 for 5 and 10. And then he's got to go on a win. I don't think we need to force the 250. Like, I've got written down a minus 275 McLaren Ferrari. a minus 138 Ferrari Merc. Lawson's group four, 188 minus, and then the TriCast at plus 450. With this TriCast, is it worth taking a stab at picking that it is just Max, then Checo, then Oscar?
Yeah.
Instead of the combo?
Well, what are we
like, doing? If Checo's moving up to the podium,
yeah,
he's probably gonna be getting them both for P2.
He's P2, yeah.
So that's plus 1,000 then.
Take that.
Like, that's a lot of extra value to go straight.
We might as well take in, what are the circumstances in which Oscar's at? He doesn't have the race pace to be ahead of Checo.
If Checo's going to get there, if he's not going to just sit in fifth all day, if he's going forward, he's getting both of them. If he's getting 100%. One, he's getting both, I think, right?
I think 100%.
Okay, I think we change that to straight, and then that's a real fun flyer. And now, since I've said it, if we don't take it, it will hit, and then you don't want that. You just don't want that over your head.
No, you can't say that out loud and then not take it.
I like plus 1,000. Yeah, Max, then Chico, I like, then Oscar.
I'll take plus 1,000. I like that. Because what? So what is that straight? What's the straight with Lando involved?
Like, as how much the value? P3?
Yeah. How much value?
Plus 300.
Yeah, so you might as well take the plus 1,000 for,
like,
the guy.
Book is really saying Lando gets Oscar. And I just... McLaren has not given me a reason to say they're going to favor Lando or...
No. Like, I agree. Like, I think that there's value in taking,
like, this
Oscar.
This is a flyer on us saying, hey guys, McLaren might just let Oscar finish ahead if he's ahead. And we're getting plus 1,000 on it.
No, I don't think...
to find plus 1,000.
I don't think that he's... they're going to take the car that's performing better to finish higher up the grid. They're not going to call him off or something like that.
I don't think so.
They're going to let him race. Like, I think they'll well, okay, let's think about this too. So when they were, man, where was it? Where they ran into each other? Monza? Yeah. No. Where did Stella say?
They didn't hit each other in Spa.
Yeah.
I forget.
It must have been Monza. Where did Stella say, like, hey, we're not fighting. Like, we're not going to have cars fight.
Didn't they hit each other, like, riding around in 17th in, like, Jeddah? Is that what you're thinking of?
No. This is after the break. This is either the Dutch Grand Prix or the Italian Grand Prix. Lewis hits Oscar at the Italian Grand Prix. But, okay, the point is, Stella was like, you guys are not fighting, like, in the future. We're not sacrificing good results so that you guys can battle each other. To me, that gives an edge to Piastri. Like, if McLaren is sitting there and saying, listen, this guy qualified ahead of you, unless you can beat him on merit, on pace, you have a massive pace advantage over him, you're not fighting him. Like, you got to play a team game.
I had a thought there. Maybe Lando gets Oscar off the line, but Oscar's punchy off the line. In Spa, in the sprint, he got Verstappen for a couple laps off the line.
I know. I'm not worried about him losing out to his teammate off the line. I mean, I get that he's on the...
Also, Lando can't overtake. Like, do we just call a spade a spade? He can defend well, but he can't really overtake.
He doesn't go get positions, really.
No. He's a great defender.
He's excellent, yeah.
That's interesting. Maybe I got to keep thinking about that with Lando. Like, he defended Lewis in Russia when it started raining, but I don't know if he's ever really gone and got positions.
Like, is Max leading after lap 10 and winning the race? Is that, how is he not doing that? Is that just like a, that's like a minus, is that just a minus 250? Like, I, would you not rather that than Liam Lawson at minus 188? I'm just saying. Not that I think.
Yes.
That's a bad
bet.
Very
much so.
Like, it's just not enough to, why, how is he not doing that? He's doing that, right? He's not like coming in. Who's ahead of
that? Not long.
Lap 10.
Like, he's minus 700 to win.
Why on lap 10?
Lap 10. Like, we know, even, okay, Oscar gets him for a couple of laps. By lap 10, he's back in the lead.
That's a pretty off. That's an easy one, right? That's a layup bet. Especially at minus. Like, if we're slicing and dicing to take Liam Lawson at minus 188, I mean, I think I'd rather take the guy on pole who was a second ahead of the field to be winning the race at lap 10?
I
Like,
kind of
Josh.
poo-pooed it, but it was because we had all these kind of minus money bets. I, in the sense of versus, instead of Lawson's bet, I do like
Buddy.
this better.
Buddy, how about I'll do you one better? Max Verstappen to be leading after lap 10 is the same.
He doesn't even have to win.
No. Like, his car could blow up and he would still win the bet.
What? They do that lead without, but without the
Lead
win?
after, just go to lead after lap. He's just minus 250 to be leading after lap 10. What?
What? They're based, it's a guarantee. If he can make it to lap 10, then he wins the race.
Yeah, but you're, who
But
cares about
you,
him winning the race if you just
no, yeah,
need
no,
to,
I'm with
yeah.
you. This, I mean, this
Like,
is a very smart.
he's leading after lap 10, though, right? Like, it's not. I mean, the ironic thing about how the odds here.
I think I'm going to say the exact same thing. They have Oscar ahead of Lando.
Yeah, that's also odd, too, right? Well, I understand that,
Oh.
though, just based on grid
No,
position,
but
but.
everywhere else in the book, they have Lando finishing ahead of Oscar. They're just saying, well, it's not going to be before lap 10, though.
I think that's what it, yeah, which makes sense. But my point was, why is it like on lap 5 he's minus 275 and on lap 10 he's minus 250? But you would think the longer he has a DRS advantage, the ability to use DRS if he were to fall behind off the line.
It's probably as simple as more laps to go for something to go wrong. They probably just have like some metric of
Okay, yeah,
risk
you're,
per lap
yeah, okay,
percentage.
fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna take this bet though, right? Like,
I like this.
leading
If
here
we're
after
taking
lap,
it instead of the Lawson, yeah.
yeah, minus 250 for him to just be winning on lap 10. What? Why is that
No,
likely?
it doesn't have to win. Leading lap 10. Who
Sorry,
cares if he goes on to win? Which he
just to be
will.
leading. He obviously he
Yeah.
will. Yeah.
I also love a bet that just wins in lap 10. And then you're just sitting there, you're like, all right,
It's a
we
good.
got one in the books. Let's go.
Yeah. What? This is very curious, man. This is.
This is what we do, though. We find curiosities in the book.
Yeah, this is a weird one, right? This is a weird. I don't know how
Your
he's
average
not.
our average viewer, they don't have an hour to go and look at leading after a lap number.
That's
That's what
true.
we do.
We have
And Liam
nothing. We have
Lawson.
nothing better to do. We have nothing better to do.
No, I've been up since the wee hours, just watching the Japanese. I keep going Japanese.
Why can't you say
Just
that? What am
watching
I?
qualifying at 1
Yeah.
a.m.
What am I going to do? Spend time with my family?
To be clear, you spend lots of time with your
Yeah,
family.
I'm a great dad. I'm a
Yeah.
great dad. I'm a
He's a
great
great
dad.
father,
I'm a
great
great dad.
husband. Okay, in the weeds, what have we not looked at?
Oh man, oh man, oh man. We don't like we're not doing the
Like
safety
I
cars, right? We
to
don't
be
like we
clear,
don't
I'd
we
be
don't like
okay
we
with
don't like any of
Lawson.
that. Yeah, I'm okay. I actually like, so just read it out to
To
me
be
with
clear. Yeah.
shortest to longest. Let me hear it right now.
Shortest to longest. We've got McLaren's versus Ferrari team matchup, minus 275. We've got Max to lead lap 10, minus 250. We've got the Ferraris versus the Mercedes in a team matchup, minus 138. And then we've got the straight forecast of Max, then Checo, then Oscar at plus 1,000. Probably worth double checking. I wrote these down a while ago. I would see the match bets teams.
Yeah, so
Because for all we know,
the.
McLaren's like minus 400 now. That's the same versus Ferrari, and Ferrari versus Merc is the same.
Okay, so let me. I'm going to build the slip right now.
Yeah, like I
So.
think I'd be okay running with these four, I think.
Yeah, I'm okay. I like it. Okay, so minus 275. Oh, I got some selections here. Hold on. So that goes minus 275 as. Shortest, and then I'm going to go to max
Max
just
lead
to
lap 10.
max lead lap 10, which I mean, again, I don't understand, but we're going to take it. Then I'm going to go back to the race match bets, and we are taking Ferrari over Mercedes
Like, I'm
once
trying to
again.
justify it for Vegas because he didn't lead lap 10 in Monza, and maybe did he not lead by lap 10 in the Spa sprint? I don't know how long did Oscar hold on. I'm just trying to, how is this
I
not
mean,
minus a thousand?
he's on pole though. Like, I mean, that's there's no
That's what I mean.
how do you excuse them? I don't. He's on pole this time.
Yeah, there's no excuse. We're just gonna take money off you now instead.
I think Oscar, like, they're like, maybe Oscar does get him, which is, he's done it. He did it, like you said, in the sprint. I don't think it matters, though, if he gets him. Like, is he going to hold him? No. Sorry. And then it is a straight.
You got the Ferrari versus Merck in there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And then straight tri-cast.
A straight tri-cast. And it's option.
Max,
Checo, and then Oscar Piastri at plus 1,000. Okay, what are we doing here? So.
So that's a 50 right off the bat. Yeah, or is it 100?
No, that's a 50.
50, yeah.
That's a 50. Super. Be 50. So we get 950 to deal with here. 950,
so. $353 would be simple.
353. 353.3. So what are we looking at here? That's like a 50% return without the flyer. Yeah, like that's pretty good. For just chalk, like we're trying to get chalk essentially, which I'm very like based on how things have gone over the weekend. I'm okay with it.
That goes back to me to listening to the teams before the week. McLaren said we should be good. They're good. Mercedes said they should be bad. They're bad. Ferrari's in the middle. Max is on pole. So like everyone's done chalk so far.
Yeah.
Let's just go with some chalk.
Yeah. And we're doing our due diligence and protecting ourselves with two cars in both race match bets ahead of the competition. Like in both instances, we're not hoping.
Very sneaky. If Ferrari somehow beats McLaren, well, then they fucking beat Mercedes at least.
Definitely. So is that the?
That's where I'm trying to think. Like is Max lead lap 10? Is that crazy to do the 350 on that to give that the most bulk?
No, I was saying
that's got to be the most likely, right?
I'm gonna take that. That's 350. This goes to 300. But so your point about.
The line delta is going to help us almost inherently. Like we don't. I think we're going to head to, do we play around with the values that if Ferrari does beat the McLaren, that we make sure we're covered off. But we've got 100 points in the line there, 150 points in the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to work out. But.
Like you're, I think, saying a 3-3 on both of them
is the way to do it. Actually,
it wouldn't totally cover itself out, but I like that.
Close though, yeah.
The Ferrari having the shorter line is going to really just inherently help cover the McLaren. But again, like the McLaren should beat the Ferrari. That's why we're on it.
100%. I mean, this is like the result that kills us is some catastrophic issue with the McLarens themselves. I don't think based on. If the race finishes with both cars in the race, unless they have a 10-second pit stop or something stupid, which can happen to any car. I
don't know. Yeah, even the catastrophic McLaren's, but then Ferrari beat. Oh, no, because we're not Ferrari versus McLaren, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you would still need the Mercs to get the Ferraris then in that situation, which I don't know is that likely.
No. I'm okay with just running this. So 350 with Max leader up to 10 laps. I mean, I think we just take advantage of that. I don't know why he wouldn't be winning the race by a considerable margin at that point. I mean, if you got minus 300
so wrong.
On winning I mean, yeah.
Do you have, can you see payouts there if you plug them in? Or should I pull up my sheet?
No. Like,
what's the 300? What's the Ferrari Merc win if it's 300 bucks?
518. So you get 218. Right?
That doesn't quite cover.
It's not.
But then I think if you're under 300 on the McLaren Ferrari, like you're not even going to make 100 bucks on that then.
No, I know. And that's the problem.
Is that one too long to have, or too short to have in here?
Is it not just like a guaranteed 100 bucks though? Like, I mean, like it's in there. It's in there at minus 275 for a reason. Like, do we? I like. It's a good bet. I
I
don't
like
know.
it. Yeah, no, I mean, I like it.
Like, I think you could
Yeah, let's
argue
not,
based
yeah, let's
on,
not fuck around then.
yeah, let's
Let's
not
do
have, like,
300, 300, 350,
300.
1050.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna lock it in. I'm locking it in. So Matt, hold on,
So that's gonna,
Max,
that's gonna make like
Sergio,
1500, or no,
Oscar.
that'll make $1,000 around there.
If the TriCast comes in,
If,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm locking it in. I like it.